It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 372, entitled Undoubtedly Enjoying the Mischief. It was recorded on Monday the 4th of May, 2026. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and today I am joined by three fabulous guests. I'm joined by Michelle Frechette, but also by Cami McNamara and Mayunk Majeji. And we talk about WordPress. You'd expect us to. It is a WordPress podcast, but we do go off in all sorts of different directions. And a bit of a warning, we go into lots of rabbit holes. And at the end, we have loads of articles to cover in a tiny amount of time, and we don't really manage it. But what do we get into? Well, we talk about a lot of security news. We talk about some of the features shipping in WordPress 7. We talk about lots of plugins that have been taken over by different developers and then have injected backdoors and horrible things like that. That's really where the majority of this podcast lies. And then we talk about things like some new meetups for students, some community news, and some products and services launched by people who are often on this show, like Marcus Burnett and Remcus de Vries. There's a lot in it, and it's lovely sharing it with the guests and, as always, the people joining us in the comments. And it's all coming up next, and I hope that you enjoy it. Hello there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. We're on episode number 372 of This Week in WordPress, which is rather a lot. Thanks for joining us. If you are joining us live, please, 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 please feel free to make some comments. They really do drive the show forward. Oh, that was satisfying. I just had a big glug of something. That was a real... Oh,
oh sorry, that was me.
That was great. I love that sound.
I should have muted myself.
No, it's fine. I love that sound. So that was Michelle Frechette. We'll get to her in a moment. But yeah, if you fancy joining us live for the comments, we would love that. The simplest place to do it. So we distribute this via this platform, and it sends it out to all these different places like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all of that. But unfortunately, a lot of the platforms they don't allow comments to freely distribute themselves between us, the platform that we're using, and the commenting system. So occasionally I'll go in and I'll see that there's a comment, which we never got to see because you did it on the platform. So anyway, that is a preamble to say the best thing to do would be to go here, which is wpbuilds.com/live. Once more, wpbuilds.com/live. So if you're watching it, about the time it's going live, just head there. And that way, there's a Google set of comments. So it's YouTube comments, which we embed. So if you've got a Google account, you can use those. That's on the side or underneath, depending on which sort of device you're looking at the screen on. But the other thing to say is if you don't want to have any kind of account whatsoever, there's a little live chat button inside the video, top right. Use that. And then you don't have to be logged into any platform whatsoever. So all of that is a bit of a preamble. wpbuilds.com/live. Go and get your friends, relatives, guinea pigs, iguanas, polar bears, iguanas. Whatever you've got. Yeah, whatever you've got lying around. Not a polar bear, though. My kids constantly come out with interesting facts. This fact came out the other day. Apparently the only animal which sees a human as prey is a polar bear. Every other animal like takes it or leaves it. Like it's a bit of a calculation. Am I hungry enough? The polar bear every time apparently will go for the human. So now you know. That's why you're here, for useless miscellany like that. Right, let's get on with the show, shall we? So you'll notice that I'm surrounded by lots of lovely people. First up, we have our co-host today, which is Michelle Coffee Drinker Frechette. How are you doing, Michelle?
That's me. I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you with us. Thank you. As is so often the case, she's in the background tirelessly helping me put this show together, introducing me to new guests and things like that. So a lot of thanks go to Michelle. And if you don't know Michelle, this is her. So Michelle Frechette is the Executive Director of Post Status. In addition to her work over there, Michelle is the podcast barista at WP Coffee Talk. Ha! There you go, Coffee Talk. Ideal. Co-founder of Underrepresented in Tech, creator of WP Speakers, WP Career Pages as well, and co-founder of Sponsor Me WP. She's also the co-founder of Speed Network Online. She is an author, influencer, and frequent organizer and speaker at WordPress events. And she lives outside of Rochester, New York, where she likes to take photographs of nature, not polar bears. You can learn.
If we had them, I'd take pictures of them.
Oh, you'd have to
from a very great distance.
Armored nipples. That's really
through the window.
One URL for Michelle would be meetmichelle.online if you want to catch up on all of the things that are going on in Michelle's life. And next up, Cammy McNamara. Hello, Cammy.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is. It's very good morning.
It's 6:08 a.m. for Cammy.
Is it six?
Yes. Oh, I woke up at 5 to do my homework and make sure I was awake and get a giant coffee.
Well, gosh, that really is. How much is that?
Big as her head.
It's a lot.
There's no unit which maps to that.
I don't even know. It's like a liter of coffee.
Good luck. Even the t-shirt says it. So Cammy's joining us. She's been on the show several times before, and this is the bio for Cammy. Cammy McNamara, also known as Web Cammy, has been running Web Cammy LLC for 24 years. Bravo. That's a good stretch, isn't it? Wow. Working with small businesses and nonprofits on WordPress and Squarespace websites in Seattle, Washington. After more than 2 decades in business, she shares what she's learned through the Web Designer Habits newsletter, along with the Web Cammy podcast and Web Cammy YouTube channel. Her content focuses on simple habits, better client processes, and the day-to-day reality of running a small web design business. There is a particular lack of a URL in there. Where do we sign up for the
web designer? Webdesignerhabits.com.
Perfect. That's easy to find.
And
how often do you drop that? Is that a weekly enterprise?
Every Monday. It just went out at 5:42 a.m. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Does it always go out at 5:42 a.m.?
It does. That's supposed to be the best morning time. I write it every Sunday and it goes out every Monday morning. And yeah.
Why is 5:42 of all the minutes?
I don't know, but it tells me that's the best time.
I suppose that stays true until everybody starts hitting 5:42 and then like 5:41 is suddenly huge.
Suddenly better. Maybe I should change it to 5:41 so I'm beating everyone to the inbox.
Actually, no,
5:43 would be better because then it'd be exactly higher up in your
inbox. That's true.
God, we could play this game all day. So there's Cammy. Thank you for joining us. I'd appreciate you.
Not to embarrass Cammy or myself, because we are of a certain age. I want to know what my aunt was doing 24 years ago when Cammy was starting her web business.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
He was probably on the playground something.
I was 12 years old, 24 years ago when Cammy started her building. Wow. That's really young.
Yeah. So we have a new face on the podcast today. I'm really pleased to invite a new guest. Well, Michelle connected, so thank you for that, Michelle. Appreciate it. So we're joined by Mayank Majeji. I hope I didn't butcher that name too badly. If I did, please tell me. And Mayank has appreciate that. That's not, hopefully not too bad. But he's considerably younger than anybody else on the show. Hopefully we'll have a nice, fresh perspective. I'll just read through the bio. So Mayank is a WordPress builder, product tinkerer, and community member from, and I'm going to try and get this right. Here we go. Bengaluru, India.
That is correct.
Oh, great. Okay. He spent over a decade working with WordPress, usually somewhere between client work, Unmask WP, and currently building Plugin Auditor and wrangling a steady stream of ideas that were supposed to be quick experiments. Yeah, I know this feeling. When he's not building sites, he's usually reading books, watching anime, helping his wife with her spiritual wellness blog, or telling himself he'll finally clean up his Notion workspace this weekend. Oh, that's so weird. That is so weird. That's what I did this weekend. I didn't do it with Notion. I have literally got 15 years of Evernote. Like, I have dumped everything into Evernote for 15 years. And when I started, it was like $30 a year. I got an email the other day saying it had gone up to something like, I don't know, like $250 a year or something like that. And I thought, actually, time to look around. don't do it. Just stay with Notion. It's not worth it. Just lost two entire days trying to wrangle it. But in the end, I found a perfect replacement. If anybody's interested, it's called UpNote. And they've always had a lifetime deal. It's $39 a year. It's got no bells and whistles. It just does like hiving away all of your content into one place. No AI, nothing like that, which is perfect for me. So I feel your pain, but don't do it, my onk. It's not honest. It's not worth it.
I spent last 2 weeks to clean up my notes when I got from WordCamp Asia. But I've spent my, it seems like it's never ending.
Yeah. Well, my problem is I just got so used to dumping everything without really thinking it needed to go in there. So like things like bills would arrive and I'd rip them out the envelope, stick it on the counter and just take a photo of it. And then there it would be, but I wouldn't file it away necessarily. And so, yeah, this curation experience was painful, but I am glad to be now sort of more curated. Anyway, there you go. That was
somebody in the comments would wants you to rename the app that you got.
Oh, okay. So it was called UpNote and it's $2 a month or $39 for life. And I had a really good play around. Basically, it's a Google Firebase app, but they've got a web. They don't have a web version. So if you need web, it doesn't do that. But they've got they've got a Mac OS, Linux, Windows, Android, iOS app. And I've thrown about 15,000 different documents at it, and it sucked them champ and did exactly what it said it would do. So yeah, UpNote. It's definitely worth a look. Cheap as chips. So there you go. Anyway, that's our panel. Thank you for joining us today. We're supposed to be talking about WordPress, so let's get into that. I fear that I've put too many things in the show today, so we'll definitely not.
No, you never do that.
No. You know, when Paul Lacey used to do this show with me many, many years ago, we always used to try and limit it to about six, and it was a really good idea. And then Paul left and I got lost. I got lost my way. And there's about 50,000 things trying to come in. So anyway, here we go.
That's cool. Why we put ours first.
Yeah.
And then yours
last. So yours are going in first. That's the good news. The stuff that you want to raise is coming in first. Okay, so here we go. This is us, wpbuilds.com. If you like what we do, put your email in there and we'll send you two emails a week. There's not much to say beyond that. We'll send you one for the podcast episode and when this comes out. Most recent podcast episodes, there's a few that we had recently. Brian Gardner, we've got Jamie Marsland, and most recently I had James Welby's on as well, the CEO of Kinsta, John Penland. That's our archive. You can check it out here. And send us your email address and we'll send you information about when that comes out each week. Right, we'll start off here. So Mayank sent a few links which have made it into the top of the show today. So this is the first one. It's all about something called the Presence API feature plugin. Mayank, if you're happy to run with this, I would like you to. Are you able to tell us why you thought this was interesting?
Sure. So recently I had a client who requested, they were using LearnDash and WooCommerce, and they wanted to know how many users are actually online using the system and running through the courses. And then I came up with a dashboard that internally used Heartbeat's API, but we are competed with that. And then I ran across this idea that WordPress is introducing Presence API, which is pretty much doing the same thing, but in a more advanced way. So that's why I thought this. I mean, I don't know how many people are aware of this.
I'd never heard of it. No.
Integrating maybe as a. So that's why I thought it should be included in the WordPress news. So
this is a really nifty idea. So if you're used to something, I suppose the best example might be something like Google Docs, where, you know, you've got in the top corner, you've got a little icon showing that somebody's doing something in the doc. So it's not really that. It's more like who's doing what now? So as an example, if you can see the screen, we've got nothing inside of WordPress like this at the moment, but it might say, for example, who's logged in and it will just list who's logged in. Like in my use case, I can't actually find a use for this because usually it's just me inside of a website. But obviously, if you've got an editorial team or something like that, you can see who's editing a thing at this exact moment. Basically, you can surface who's doing what on the website at the moment, which for teams, especially, I don't know, collaborative teams and something like that, is when we're entering a new era where hopefully collaborative editing will be a bit of a thing. I don't know, knowing that a user is online at the minute, maybe we could surface a chat interface or something like that. Oh, I can see that you're logged on. Why don't we hop in? This post needs polishing up, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, really kind of neat. Yeah, anybody else got anything to add to that before we move on?
Okay. I think it's great for the people who do work on Teams and they're not just waiting for the takeover pop-up when they hit a page to see that somebody else is working on it. So, you know, pretty neat.
It kind of strikes me as the sort of thing which will be much more useful once people have kind of come up with the first use cases of it. At the moment, all I can think of is things like who's editing something online. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got a complicated website with, let's say you've got an LMS site or something like that, knowing which users are currently going through your course and which stage they're at, that could be quite interesting or quite useful. So having some kind of knowledge of where their presence is right now, really useful. So this is a featured plugin. And the piece was written on the 27th of April. So it's pretty new. It's by John Fusco, and it's on make.wordpress.org. As is always the case, if we mention something in this show, it will be in the show notes, which will come out tomorrow when I release this as audio. Won't be in the order that it's in the show, but it'll be buried in there somewhere. Okay, shall we move on? That's neat. I'm glad that you surfaced that, because for some reason, I never found that this week, and I'm glad that you found it for me. Okay, this I think is really interesting. Both Mayank and myself both found this independently. This was on the repository email. I'm going to struggle to put this into words, but essentially what is happening here is that some of the automatic engineers have decided that for the next, I think it's 400 of them, for the next month, they're going to team up with one another, and they are allowed, they're getting paid to just do blue sky thinking. So they can work on whatever the heck they like for a month. I don't know if this will be an annual thing or it's just a bit of a one-off to generate a ton of ideas. And then hopefully some of those ideas will be worthwhile and sticky and interesting enough. This certainly seems like it. So the repository's headline is Automatic Engineers Reimagine WP Admin as a Desktop OS. And Nick Hamsey has already built an app store for it. And so imagine that you could have WordPress as a sort of native, I don't know, Windows application or Mac OS or something like that. And I'm kind of thinking to myself when I started reading this, well, that's not that interesting because I'll just have a Chrome tab that's just the same thing. But then you start to get an impression of why this could be interesting when you watch this little video here. And although it's almost nothing, like basically somebody just dragged an image from one window and then chucked it in a post in another window, and they didn't have to open a separate interface. So just like you could with the Finder on a Mac or Windows Explorer, you can take an image and shove it somewhere else on your operating system. You can do the same thing here. And I think this is really interesting. The idea of breaking up your WordPress website so you could have different things going on in different places and they're all interconnected and you can drag one to the other. Kind of fairly profound. Hard to imagine again how it would be used. But anyway, yeah, thank you, Mayank, for bringing this up. Again, I'll stop talking there. If anybody else has any intuitions, just pipe in and go for it.
Sure. Sorry, please go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'll pick. Mayank, why don't you go ahead this time and Michelle can go.
Okay. Right. So I think this could again be implemented in the web version as well, where so nowadays we have split tabs in Chrome where we can open side-by-side tabs as a split tab.
That's true, yeah.
And so Right. So we can have the same interface, maybe inside WordPress, where we can open, or maybe a button on the left side in the editor where we can click. A left panel will open, open the media library. The right panel will shift the content editor, and we can just search the image, pick it, and drag it in the post, just like that we have in two different windows in the video. What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So years ago, I went from wanting everything to be a desktop app. When Chrome came around and Google started to dominate the web browser space, I wanted to take everything to be a web app. I wanted absolutely everything to be available to me. So things like Evernote or Notion, I wanted it to all be available in that way. Now I'm kind of swinging in the other direction. I want everything to be a desktop app because it's just basically quicker. In every regard, it's quicker, you know, and you've got a cached version of everything and what have you. I think this is really interesting. I would choose to use WordPress as a desktop app if it was fully featured but had some interesting little embellishments that made it possible as well. Anyway, sorry, Michelle, your turn.
No,
apologies.
No, it's fine. I was going to say that, sorry, I got a frog in my throat this morning, the more we move towards doing things the way that younger generations are expecting them to be done, the more opportunity we have to bring future generations into WordPress instead of watching WordPress get taken over by other CMSs going forward. So the more that we can do things like drag and drops and things that people expect from modern day software, the more that we can actually continue to be modern day software.
Indeed. Cami, anything on this one before we move on?
Well, I think it's interesting, especially the example that you shared. But I don't know that I want to look at WordPress all day, every day, right? Or have that visual, because that's what I'm doing all day already.
Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting.
But, you know, I guess it could be something that would help you be faster because that's the environment you're working in all the time and just your brain is working that way.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about Mayank's point though, but I use a browser called Vivaldi, which is a Chromium derivative, and in one of the latest releases, it started to do exactly this. It started to make it so that you can put concurrent windows next to each other inside the one window, so you could have you could have your email next to your task app, next to your whatever, you know, Notion or something like that. You can have them all aligned next to each other, and every time you open the browser, they all just pop up in a perfect simulation. It's kind of a bit like that, but if you can see this screenshot, obviously it has a slight difference in that the screens that you can see, they're all within one screen. So you would appear that you've got to have this Chrome around the whole thing. And then each of these is a little separate window inside of it. I would like it if it were possible to have them all as separate windows so that I can truly move them anywhere and resize them outside of the boundaries of this. But I still think it's a neat idea. And Mayank, I think you're probably onto something. I'm imagining they're leveraging something like the Vivaldi technology that I'm describing there, where multiple windows can be put into the same space. But it just looks pretty neat to me. I like the idea of having different. So I'm always jumping from three or four interfaces, the post editor, the media library, and the list of the posts. And to be able to sort of interact with those three things at once would be, I think, pretty neat. Let's see. Anyway, the point being that this just came up as an idea, and these guys have managed to throw it together in just a matter of days, I imagine, with the help of an AI assistant.
There are some comments on this one too you might want to pull up.
Thank you. Right, I'll just quickly go through the comments. So what have we got? Firstly, Nomad Skateboarding, really enjoying latest track What Drains You episode. Nice.
Thank you.
That one arrived this morning, I believe.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that was my
542.
That's going to be the title of this episode, 542, even though it's episode 372. Thank you for joining us, Nomad Skateboarding. Hello from Rockville, says who? Whatever that says, Jamie Quirioz or something. Sorry, Jamie, I apologize. We're being joined by James. He says, hello, good morning. Mark Westgard is joining us from EST. He's also saying, you can already drag images between browser tabs. Oh, I didn't realize that. Thank you, Mark. I didn't realize that was an actual thing. I thought that was still in the realms of impossibility. So maybe that isn't a particular use case. But the idea of being able to see those three interfaces, I kind of like. Split tabs, apparently, is what it's called. Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much. I would love, said James, I would love a personal WP journal app or desktop app. Ooh, you mean like day one or
day something? Day one. I don't think he's heard of it.
Yeah, day one is an automatic.
Look up day one.
And it's yeah. I believe it's got the block editor. It looks a little bit like a slight variation on the block editor inside. It's a paid service, so it's not free. But I see what you mean.
There's a free version of it, I believe.
Yeah. What's this saying? There is one Ellie created called Block Notes. Now, maybe we're talking about my Evernote journeys there. Right. Okay. So I don't know about that one. And then finally, James says, pair it with, say, the Rabbit R1 AI device. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
If you're clever enough to decipher that for us, James, that would be helpful. Thank you very much.
Whenever anybody refers to a rabbit, I always want to say, ask Alice.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Nice. And good afternoon, says Imran.
Web Squadron.
That's Imran. It's Imran, I'm sure it is. Hello. Good afternoon. Nice to have you with us.
Hello.
Okay, so that was the idea. It's just a pet project, right? We're saying it as if it's a feature which is being built. It's not. It's just a couple of automaticians who've come up with this novel idea and in a couple of days seem to have made it a reality. So anyway, there we go. All right, moving on to this one quickly. We'll try and do a light touch on this one, if that's all right, Mayank. But Mayank's obviously thinking about AI here. This is over on a website I'd never heard of today, until today. It's called AItoday.io. AI governance moves from theory to practice. Do you want to sum it up, or do you want me to do that work for you, Mayank?
Sure, please go ahead.
Okay, so in this article, I mean, it'll be no surprise to anybody if you rewind the clock 10 years and ask 1,000 people how much AI they were using, 1,000 of them would shake their heads and go, none. Probably go back 3 years, ask the same question, pretty much the same, maybe a couple of people. Now it turns out that somewhere in the region of 750 out of 1,000, so 75 to 80% of people, are using AI in their business, which then kind of creates a landscape in which, well, if there's so much AI going on in the background of business, whether that's WordPress or any other business, do we view that as a sensible thing to do from a governance point of view? In other words, we've introduced this massive systemic layer into all businesses, 7 out of 10 businesses now using significant amounts of AI. Do we need some sort of governance? I don't really know what that means. I don't know how you govern AI, given that it seems to be the pet project of about 7 different chaps in North America. But anyway, that's the point of this article. It's just trying to sum up, do we need some sort of governance? But I don't really know how we would actually manage that. So over to you, Mayank, if there's anything you want to add in.
Right. So we have Claude Code, Claude Desktop, where we are giving permissions to Claude or the AI services or ChatGPT. And I'm sure there may be other AI services that are being running on desktop apps that are getting more and more access to a user system. And it's not limited to user system.
Right.
It's also more and more websites are getting integrated with AI, especially we've seen AI connectors coming in WordPress websites, and we already know 43% of internet is governing by WordPress. So it just there's some sort of layer of rules which should have some restrictions to at least to some extent where AI cannot get the full access or have some, you know, some kind of room when only in that room it can work on. That makes sense. So I think there should be a general AI governance. It's dedicated to UK. I think this article is dedicated to UK government.
Yeah.
But I think there should be a global community that should come up and talk about the AI governance, how much AI should get access to the websites or to user systems or servers. I'm not sure how it's going to affect the whole ecosystem of the web, but I'm definitely interesting to hear about more about AI governance.
I think it's kind of curious because we're entering a phase where if let's say 80% of businesses in the UK or otherwise are using AI in some way, shape or form inside their platform, inside their CRM, inside their website. And let's say that I end up on their website and I sign up for a course. They've got a membership system or something like that. And I sign up and I give them my email and I give them my name. I kind of want to know, can an AI get a hold of that? Do they have access to my name, my email address, my actual, my actual home address and things like that? So is this sort of entanglement of AI being in the back end of almost everything, it would appear nowadays? Mm-hmm. And like, what is the relationship with me as a customer or me as one of your users with that? Because I don't want an AI to know that I've signed up to your website and to have my real name and to have my email address and things. It's a trivial example, but I don't want an AI to know that kind of stuff. And I suppose we need sort of guardrails around that. So anyway, anybody else?
Well, I think it's a great point as a like small business owner on my own to come up with your own, got to come up kind of with SOPs for yourself in addition mm-hmm. to something like this, because this is very top level, but what are the clients expecting from you as a designer? And, you know, are you going to connect your own AI tokens? No, you're not going to do that. There's so much to think about. So I'm glad somebody is thinking about this top level, because we're just starting this. It's going to go crazy, you know, as time goes on. So
have you all come across a service called Termageddon? So
yes.
Termageddon. Yeah. So Termageddon is in effect, it's a little bit like what this feels like it could turn into. In other words, Termageddon will create a bespoke for you based upon where you are and the kind of business that you run, terms and conditions and legal documentation, which you can then put into your website somewhere so that people are aware of, I don't know, what you do with their data and things like that. Maybe we need something like that, you know, some overarching thing which can insulate us and protect us. And if you are injecting Claude, let's say, into the back end of your website and letting it squirrel around all over the place and discover all the things, you need to make that visible mm-hmm. to people. At the very least to protect yourself. Maybe that's not the future that we want anyway. Maybe it's more like guardrails so that we know that we have not allowed that to happen. But at the very least, maybe something like that would be in the offing. We need to get in touch with Donata and Hans. Probably they're on it already over there, I would have thought.
Right, It's just one more thing for us to think about, right?
Yeah, you know, basically, yeah. And a big thing as well, right? You can mm-hmm. imagine at some point in the future, this is going to go south for somebody in a fairly serious way. And let's pray it's not anybody on this show. Imran's raised a few comments. He says he's a huge user of AI for helping to write code snippets, but not for content unless it's dummy content for a tutorial. Doesn't use AI for images or creating videos, as it would remove the me and my voice that is ultimately my brand. So Imran has a successful YouTube channel, Web Squadron. You can go and check it out. And so obviously that's an important caveat. Do you say that, Imran? Do you actually like wear that as a badge of honor? Like, do you say these images are not AI? You know, do you drill that home? Because personally, I'm actually quite drawn to that. Anybody who's using less AI has some kudos in my book. I don't quite know where that comes from, but I do like the authenticity of knowing that a human did the labor and that it wasn't just a quick shortcut. And final thing that was said by Imran, I'm not on the Claude train yet due to token usage and how you can get sucked into imitating others with no real gain. My tool of choice for coding, and it carries on, is still ChatGPT. It knows me. I know it. Termageddon is great, he says. Termageddon. Oh, and Mark Westgaard is repeating that comment. Termageddon for the win. Nice. Okay. So there we go. All right. Anybody else on that one? The little piece there about AI? Nope. Okay, great. In which case, we will move on to this piece. We're back at the repository. Who put this one in? I think this might have been my onk again. Yes, it was, I think. So, oh, sigh. What can we say? So, Austin Grinder. This is the title. Austin Grinder. That's not what his name is it? That's a whole different thing. Austin. Should we just pause?
More coffee.
Yeah, we'll just let that sink in for a moment. sorry, Austin. I don't know you, but hopefully that makes us not enemies. Austin Ginder. Anyway, reports fourth plug-in backdoor in a month, unveils WP beacon. Oh, what can we say? So it's now been revealed that there's a fourth backdoor, which he's discovered in a month. It's been discovered in a plugin called the Scroll to Top plugin, which has got 20,000 users, and it's serving tampered code, and it has been for 2 years, which has been secretly... Oh, you can't make this stuff up. It's been secretly updating itself from their own servers. That's my understanding of the thing. And so he, Austin, I'm not going to try his surname again, has developed WP Beacon, which is a new tool which is hoping to detect things like backdoors by analyzing structural patterns. Yet again, we seem to be in this landscape at the moment where lots and lots of plugins are being discovered to be doing nefarious stuff. We'll come on to another one in a moment. So, Mayank, as you dropped this one in, was there anything additional you wanted to add? If not, I will move on.
Not exactly, but this is definitely one of the concerns that I've been coming across day by day. Before AI, it was still kind of hard to, or takes time to build plugins. But now that we have AI and people are building plugins in like days or within a day or two and submitting it to repo. And we have only one-time checking mechanism in place where they check about security and if the plugin is compatible with the terms and conditions. And you can literally update it unlimited times once the plugin is approved in the repo. So I'm just concerned about how or what system should be in place to, you know, kind of have... repeated checks or timely checks. Maybe it could be a month or bi-monthly. But this is definitely a concern. And we are not even talking about the plugins that are in the client sites that are built by third-party developers that are not living in the repo. So how are we? There's no system in place inside WordPress or inside WordPress repo which can timely checks the plugin again and again.
Yeah.
Because it's ultimately affecting the repo and the client sites, especially for the plugins that are not hosted in WordPress and built by third-party developers. So
yeah, I guess the main thrust of the story...
That's my only comment.
Yeah, sorry, I cross-talked you. I think there's a little bit of lag, and so on. Struggling to know when you've finished and whatnot. So the sort of main story here really is that at some point this plugin was sold and it was bought by a different individual at some point back in 2023. And at that point in November 2023, some new code was included in the plugin. That code then pulls a domain which is listed somewhere on here. Anyway, I can't remember, but it's a domain which is not WordPress.org. So it's been taking its cues from this other domain ever since then. So every website that's had this on it, 20,000 installations, has been. Here we go. Here's the URL. It's cdnstaticsync.com. And this plugin has then been able to rewrite content on that WordPress website. But the point being, nobody would ever know. If you installed this plugin prior to 2023, you probably had exactly what you expected. Then that plugin was bought by somebody else. The code was modified, but there's no checks and balances once it's in the repo. I say there's no checks and balances, like I'm confident about that. Maybe there is. Maybe it is happening and I just don't know about it. But stuff like this is getting through. And therefore, you know, websites are getting updated. In this case, they're not getting updated from some other third-party server, which WordPress.org has nothing to do with. And obviously, you know, the sky is the limit at that point. So not good. Hopefully, if this plugin rings any bells, what was it called again? Scroll to Top.
Scroll plugin. To Top. Yeah,
this was just the latest. So there was three more discovered by Austin in the recent past. So yeah, bad, 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 bad. If anybody wants to talk about that, go for it. If not, I'll move on to the next bad thing.
Ray.
I want to personally thank Austin for doing this because I have run to Manage WP to do a bulk check of plugins and found a couple of websites, not with this particular one, but some very old websites that I inherited from a designer that retired had a previous one, which was Widget Logic, I think. And it just, I really appreciated him doing this work because those of us that are doing client work and we've been doing it for a long time, we don't remember all these plugins that were, you know, a website was launched 15 years ago and they're not updated. You know, you just kind of panic when you think about stuff like that. So
good work. Yeah, right. Really. Isn't that amazing that, you know, I don't know if this person has used that plugin, you know, Austin's been using that plugin or if he's just been going out there trying to do some due diligence on the things that are already in the repo. But anyway, it certainly surfaces a vector of attack, which maybe has sort of gone under the radar for a little while. I remember this was news a few years ago, but it wasn't a security thing. It was that somebody had bought a plugin and then just overnight totally changed what it did. It went from just being this plugin, which did this one tiny thing. And then everybody woke up in the morning with their site updated. And suddenly it was like, I don't know, it was like a full LMS or something like that. And so that was weird. And it just highlighted, oh, so plugin developers can do that, can they? They can just sell it. Somebody can buy it and then do what the heck they like with it. Well, yes.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they really can. And so maybe we need a system more akin to, I don't know, the App Store on the Apple ecosystem or the iOS App Store or the Android Google Play Store, where I presume every update is also given some sort of check. I don't know if that's with a human or an automated thing. So WP Gaurav, sorry, apologies for butchering your handle there. I think plugin review team is already shorthanded. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, very much so. I feel there will be prominent report plugin options on the repo and a set of plugin authors to mitigate such issues beyond, and then carried on beyond the scope of the plugin review team. We'll get to something in a minute written by Yoast, the person, which might be of interest to this. But before we do that, let's just list another horror show. So this one is coming from the WP Content blog, and the title is Over 80 WP Factory Plugins Closed on WordPress.org After Suspected Backdoor in Premium Plugin. I mean, if it sounds like the same story, it's basically because it is the same story, but with a different plugin. So there's not a lot really to say here, except there's a security issue in the EU UK VAT for WooCommerce plugin. Pithy title there. Does what it says on the tin, I guess. But the story here is just... Forgive me, if I've read this wrong, dear plugin developer, I apologize. But it seems to me like the plugin developer, if what is in this article is a verbatim transcription of what happened, it seems to me like this plugin developer knew exactly what they're doing. And when they were caught red-handed, they sort of bloviated, tried to pretend that it was a non-issue. The person who discovered the flaw went back with more evidence, to which they then kind of did nothing again. And this back and forth happened loads of times, lots and lots of times, until eventually it sounds like they're now sort of admitting, sort of, that they've got a problem with their plugin, but it's not their fault. Whereas it's definitely being painted in this article that right from the beginning, it was their fault. They knew what they were up to. They did what they did. They got caught, which for them is probably a shame. They were no doubt enjoying the mischief that they were getting up to, but they've been caught and seem unable to acknowledge it. So go and read the article and check it out. But certainly, if you have a copy of the, like I said, pithily titled EU-UK VAT for WooCommerce plugin, you certainly want to be reading this article, because it would appear that lots and lots of dodgy stuff is going on in the background there.
That's another good title for the episode.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly enjoying the mischief.
Yes. Okay. Let me just have that then. Undoubtedly enjoying the mischief. I like it. I can't write quickly enough. I wish I could write more quickly. Right. Okay. I got that. But yeah, go and check it out. This is a suspected backdoor. Honestly, I think the word suspected is probably overused there. It seems like it is. It was initially reported on GitHub. There was some suspicious file which crept into the plugin at some point, and it attempted to download some external resources, which then modified core WordPress directories. Does it sound bad enough yet? And although WP Factory did acknowledge the issue, the real story here is just how long they could get away with kind of acknowledging the issue, but pretending like nothing was going on. There's nothing to see here. It's a shame that we don't have a way of closing these people down more effectively, more quickly. Right, there we go. That's my rant. Anybody want to comment on that?
It's a dangerous world out there.
It is. Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. It is a dangerous
for
world.
Real.
For sure.
My eyesight is so bad, I'm struggling to see these comments. Is there anything that's come in that's... I can't see anything which is relevant to this particular piece, yeah. So I will just move on. Just one last mention, WP Content was where you can find that. Again, linked in the show notes. Right, it's Cammy's turn. Cammy, Big Beaver Builder fan. Have been for years, Cammy, I'm guessing?
Since 2016.
Okay.
Yes.
That's kind of near the beginning.
10 years, a decade.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Beaver Builder.
Yeah. They've been very, how to describe it? I think it's fair to summarize the Beaver Builder crew as like quite a moral crew, you know, a really nice bunch of human beings and fairly cautious about the different things that they've put out. You know, they don't just jump on something because it's new and exciting. They sort of wait a little while and check the landscape out and what have you. And Robbie, who is one of the founders of Beaver Builder, was on a podcast with me the other day, just hinting that that was the case and talking about his endeavors or the team's endeavors regarding AI. They're about to drop it, but you've had a little bit of a play, but you're under wraps, aren't you, Cammy?
I don't want to reveal too much, but I have gotten a sneak peek at what they're working on, and I'm so incredibly excited about it because they've really approached it in a thoughtful way for the designer, and it's going to be a game changer for my business. And I just appreciate the amount of thought that they're putting into it, the way this is going to work. So it isn't just like it's being slapped together just to respond to what people are looking for now. It's really going to be a helpful tool when you're using Beaver Builder to build client websites. I'm so excited for them.
Can I just ask you a question? So I know you're obviously a fan. So there's that. You're a big fan.
Yes.
You've been using them for years. Do you genuinely detect that then? So now that you've had a little bit of a play around, do you see that there is some, how to describe it? The time has allowed their team to put something more polished together as opposed to jumping on at the beginning and then releasing like 17 overlapping products, which a lot of other teams in the WordPress space have done. You know, right at the beginning, they launched this product and then 2 months later, they launched another one and then another and then another. And then you get the point. Beaver Builder have done none of that. And it's what, 3 years in the making? You're confident that's allowed them to produce something superior, right?
I believe so. I've been using AI in ways outside of building, you know, so I'm going to ChatGPT all the time and integrating it into what I'm doing. This is going to allow me to integrate that into the builder itself And the time savings is going to be great. It's going to be very helpful at starting your designs. I'm just excited about it. And they are just such an ethical and good group of people. They're just good people. And the fact that they've reached out to a few designers and people to do some testing, I think is a testament to them caring about how people are going to use it. So
I'm really pleased to hear you say that. That's the way to build a business, isn't it? Over time, is to have people say things like that about you.
They have a lot of loyalty. I mean, the folks that use it, we're all very loyal. So there's a reason
It takes a lot of business guts when you could see the landscape changing around you really quickly and everybody jumping on AI. It does take quite a lot of business guts to say, just batten down the hatches, let's just see where the heck this goes. All the while you can see the press just fawning over this latest AI thing here, latest AI thing there, knowing that you're just biding your time, that in the end you'll get something polished and, I'm using air quotes, superior off the bat. I think that's admirable and very brave, given the deluge of AI stories that we've had recently. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think it's a good plan. I'm excited. And I think everyone who uses Beaver Builder is going to really enjoy using this tool.
Okay. So keep your eyes on the Beaver Builder socials and email lists and things like that. We don't have any, exact features that are coming, but it's coming. And if you're a Beaver Builder user, or indeed a user of some rival product, maybe worth a look. And maybe Michelle, we've just had the episode title hijacked, because, you know, I mean, it's pretty good.
We'll talk after the show.
I'm not even going to say it out loud. Let's just. Let's just leave it then.
Let's just not use that as the title.
It's a good. It's true though. It's exactly summing up, but out of context, kind of weird. Okay, so here we go. Another comment from the previous article, nothing to do with Beaver Builder. So this is WP Gaurav. I'm so sorry if I'm getting that wrong. WP Factory Ltd. Limited, I guess, not Lifetime Deal Limited, is notorious for hijacking your WordPress backend. I've not heard of them, so that's news to me. Install any of their plugins and then they override featured plugins tab with their own. Oh, okay, right. Gosh. If only it was all unicorns and rainbows all the way down. I feel like it used to be. It definitely used to be more unicorns and rainbows all the way back there. Right, Cammy Still, this is interesting. And I'm going to, if anybody's watching this, can anybody tell me what's wrong with that animation? I know you all know because I said at the beginning. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with that animation? If, you know, no prizes or anything, but it'd be interesting to see if anybody can spot what I think is wrong with that animation. So go on, Cammy, spill the beans. What the heck is whisperflow.ai?
Okay, well, this has changed my life, and I just wanted the opportunity to share it with other people. It is a tool that allows you to hold down two keys on your keyboard and talk into any app, website, text field that appears on your computer, and you can talk into it, and it will dictate your voice, but it also does a cleanup. So if you're writing an email, it will do your grammar corrections. It will clean things up for you. If you stutter when you talk, it's going to clean it up. And it saves so much time, and I'm typing less. My, you know, no more like sore wrist at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And not to offend any of the Star Wars fans out there, because it is May 4th. But it's like Star Trek. It's like Scotty going, computer, you know, do this, or, you know, it's fantastic. So somebody who works alone and does everything on my own, it's revolutionized my workday.
So is the gimmick here then, forgive that word, but hopefully you know what I mean, that it will inject itself wherever the heck your cursor is. So if you're in a Google Doc, it'll work there. If you're in, like, I don't know, you're in Gmail,
in WordPress, in AI, in anything, where you're at.
But also, it will,
instead of type,
it will summarize what you're doing as well on the fly, right? So by the time you've got to the sentence, by the time you've got to the end of a sentence, it's already done some work cleaning up.
Doing cleanup.
Right. Yes.
Like you can say like, I said that wrong. And it'll listen to you. And you don't have to go like, it was really hard at first because you would want to put your punctuation in, and you don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. It just naturally does the punctuation for you.
So was there a bit of a learning curve, like how to describe this? When I'm typing, I'll do a few words, pause, have a bit of a think, then carry on, usually go back, delete a bit, and carry on and re-error. I think it would take a bit of training to get my brain into, okay, I need to be succinct and clear now. Basically, I don't know if I'm ready for this tool. I'm just not sure. I waffle a lot, essentially, but you're very happy with it.
Oh, yeah. I can't live without it now.
Okay. Like,
yeah, it's definitely... something that I'm going to pay for forever. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I wish they had a lifetime. So it's like $20. It's like $20 a month. But it's worth it.
If you're interested, because I got into this, as soon as you put this into the show notes the other day, I got into the rabbit hole of this. There are a couple of rival services. There's one called Voice Dash, which is on a lifetime deal, I think over on one of the marketplaces like AppSumo or something, which purports to do the same thing. I don't know if it's as good as this, but it's definitely a burgeoning industry, I think. Does it work on like your phone as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, right at the top it says Flow for Android. Yeah, I hadn't spotted that.
Okay. Yes, it does. I'm using it on both Mac and phone, so it does.
Okay, and the fact that you're using it means that you agree with Cammy, I guess. You're into all this talking to the... Yeah?
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean... bits of times it kind of fumbles with when it does not have the exact words, or it does not listen to a word properly, but we can add more and more personalized words in its dictionary, so it has a dictionary as well.
Okay.
And next time it will automatically understand that what word you said that it didn't catch last time. So it's pretty awesome. You should definitely try. Recommend this one as well.
Okay.
Careful with names. Names are something you have to be careful with, because like if it's the name Lori, it will spell it with an O or in its L-A-U, and then you have to make sure that it corrects properly. So things like that.
Okay. So I would imagine when, like, for example, writing content for a WordPress podcast, if I say REST API, it's not going to, I mean, it'll probably get the word REST API it might get, probably won't capitalize it correctly, and you'd have to teach it those kind of things. Okay, so, right, so you've got, there's a difference of opinion here, Cabby. James says it's nice. Mark Westgard says, am I the only one that doesn't like talking to a device?
I don't either.
Yeah, I think I could do it in my own home. But if I do quite a lot of work when I'm in cafes and things like that.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Would it? Yeah, would that be weird?
Because you'd just be sitting there talking.
But seriously, everybody's talking to everybody, like, earpieces.
Oh,
you, when somebody's talking to themselves now, you 10 years ago, you'd have thought that person is a lunatic. Whereas now you just think that person's on a mobile phone. And with a little in-ear device or something like that. So I think you probably could get away with it in a cafe, but you'd have to have some sort of fake in-ear device just to indicate I'm not weird. Okay, so James is back again. He says he likes Flow, but it chunks everything into one gigantic paragraph. Okay, that's maybe some work for
me. I haven't had that experience. Like me writing emails, it will do paragraphs for me. So it'll make natural breaks. So maybe it's a setting that I have changed.
Interesting. Yeah. So Imran, me too. I talk, think, talk, prefer to type. maybe everybody's different. If I want to make something, if I want to remember something, this is the most effective technique I have. The pencil the pen. Yeah, right? Yeah. That there is some there is some connection between that process, right? The physical drawing out of word by word. Second best is typing, but it's 20% of this in terms of memory and commitment and all of that kind of stuff. So, but I think if I was to start speaking, I would remember nothing. It would all just be like this transitory thing. But I guess that's not the point. You're not doing it for content, Cammy. You're doing it to kind of reply to an email or...
Yeah, it's mostly communication. Yeah. Or it's also, I use it a lot in ChatGPT when I'm trying to describe what I'm trying to get AI to help me with or, you know, just so meta, all of that. Yeah. But when... I've been doing this for 24 years and typing for 24 years is a long time and it is cutting down the amount of typing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that is like the main, the big plus is that it helps with just fatigue in your hands from typing.
Every episode we have one piece which gets more traction than everything else. And this is definitely the one.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one. So we'll just go through a few. So Elliot Sowersby. Hello, Elliot. He's just down the road from me. He says me too. So he's agreeing. He doesn't like, what did Mark say? He doesn't like talking to
devices.
Devices. Yeah, there we go. Max. Hello, Max. He says there were also open. Oh, apparently there's rival open source versions as well. That's good to know. Nice. Max, if you've got the names of any of those handy, that might be useful for other people. Imran's back, especially as I prompt may form bit by bit during the days before I execute. Okay, so that's interesting. So there's like an evolutionary process going on.
Yeah, that's how my writing process is too.
Yeah, right. Okay. Taco, it never misspells.
It understands taco.
Yeah, taco. Does it get Verdon shot right or does it miss the, what is it? I always miss out the H or the C. I always misspell Taco's surname for some reason. Just hold up a phone to your ear and you can talk to your device all day. Yeah, that's true. Somebody. So forgive me, but one of the things that I noticed in my recent time in India is that there is a thing which folk in India do, which nobody in my country does. And I have the most ridiculous tiny mobile phone, so you'll have to forgive this as a prop. I saw a lot of people in India, so I'll take my headphones off, walking around like this. Just that's a thing, right? You just it would appear.
Yeah,
that's like you plunk the phone next to your ear. And I was thinking, there's a product there. Somebody needs to invent a brace or some kind of headgear or hat, which you can just have the headphones slotted into the side, just like that. Anyway, that was to say exactly what Max was saying. Just hold it up to your ear and you can talk all day. That's right. It's an excuse just to... But you wouldn't even need to be a phone, even if you just painted a piece of wood black and just put it there. Everybody would just think it's a phone. When people hear me call, this is Taco again, they think I'm an idiot. No technology update can change that. I'm brave.
Taco. And that's so not true, Taco.
No.
Okay, that's not true. It's not true.
Correct.
So there we go. There's one. There's a free one, apparently. It's called Type Whisper. TypeWhisper. Type Whisper. Imran's back. I need to get out of my fear of recording in a cafe, even when it's just talking to your phone. Big fear. Oh, I'm like you. I couldn't get over that hump. It would take me. Basically, if the cafe was empty, maybe there's a chance that I'll talk to my computer. But in any other scenario, no, that's not happening. Pencil, Nathan. What does that? Oh, pencil. I said pencil instead of pen, didn't I? I've still got... Doesn't anybody use pencils anymore? Is that not a thing? I've got loads
I think
of
I have one in a cabinet somewhere.
I actually don't have one on my desk right at this minute, but I have loads of
them. Always do.
Yeah. And then look, the pen is mightier than the sword. James Lau dropping wisdom back from like Aristotle or something like that, it sounds. ChatGPT has its own subscription with Whisper built into it. Okay, that's interesting. And just before we stop, Cammy, I've got to ask you one question. What is different to this software and what's already built into the OS? Because can't you just, like, on my MacBook, if I press, I think it's the F5 key, it's got the little microphone symbol on it, and it just, doesn't it do that already? What's the difference?
Well, so in the old days, well, before this tool, you know, you can utilize, you know, in every different platform, they have something that does this. Like in Google Docs, you can hit text to type, but you are saying period, comma, things like that, or at least I was back then. And it would just clump everything and all of your ums and, you know, weird cadence in your voice would pick up. And this uses AI to do a cleanup. So it's kind of shaping what you're saying in, you know, in a better way, I guess.
Okay. So I'm sold. I'm going to try that
that's
out.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try
it. I want to know how you like it.
See if it can pass the cafe test. That's going to be my first time using it. You go to a really busy cafe and just, hello! Shouting at the computer. See how long
the people behind the counter and wheel their God, Nathan's right. here again.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here we go. Right. Next piece is very much to do with WordPress. Okay, so WordPress 7, back to WordPressy things. WordPress 7 got punted a few weeks ago. It was supposed to be dropped at WordCamp Asia. It didn't get punted. And the reason it didn't get punted, fairly technical, but it was all about the way that data for real-time sort of collaborative editing, which is dropping in 7, was being stored. And it was decided that it was going to be more efficient to take stock, have a rethink, set up a dedicated table to handle that kind of stuff in the WordPress database. Now, if you're in any way, shape, or form connected with hosting, the team would love to hear your feedback about how this feature works on your platform. So there'll be some work to be done, but they want to see how it impacts, you know, the big right to the smallest hosting solutions. And so this is what this is. It's a test for web hosts for collaborative editing, which basically ends today. As with all these things, I'm sure it won't end today. If you've got actual telemetry that is useful, I'm sure that they'll be willing to hear. But I certainly would be interesting to see what what drops out of that, because it's a feature which sounds to me like not too many people are going to use within WordPress. And so it'd be interesting to see how it responds on various different platforms. Anything to do with that, or should I just move on with? Sort of running out of time. Okay, I will just move on in that case. This is nice. This is a nice community piece. So in the spirit of trying to make WordPress last into the next decade or so, I think there's a widespread fear that, you know, the age skews quite old in the WordPress community. You go to WordPress events, you see a lot of older people, not quite so many young people. So there's been a lot of initiatives in the education space to get kids involved. One of them has been something called Campus Connect. And that the idea of that is that you can go and in an institution, you can receive some training in WordPress. But those were sort of one-off events. And so this idea has been raised called WordPress Student Clubs. And the idea here is just like you remember when you were at school, you could attend the chess club or you could attend whatever, the debating society or the hockey club or, you know, whatever it may be. The idea is to have something much more frequent. So it's a touch point you can do weekly, monthly or something like that. There's not really much for me to add to that, just to say that, look, it's happening. You can see happy, smiling faces of many people sitting down in different parts of the world receiving, look at those happy people, getting a bit of WordPress education on a much more kind of frequent basis. So I suppose an analogy might be a meetup, something like that. It's little but often. And I just thought I'd raise this so that everybody could go and check it out. The article was published a couple of days ago, 29th of April, and it's called WordPress Student Club Clubs Build Momentum. It's on wordpress.org/news. I think if we want the WordPress community to survive into the next decade, we need stuff like this to make the utes interested in it. And I promise mm-hmm. that I will never say the words de utes ever again. I wonder how your whisper flow would have coped with that.
I can't wait. You have to tell me, right?
I'm going to talk in street slang in my cafe and see how it copes. Anybody mention anything there, or shall I just move on?
I think this is great because, you know, meetups were really affected by COVID and just anything to get people together again. Mm. And then really quick, Nathan, I think we forgot Michelle's share before we moved on to the general ones. Maybe we can work that in.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Where's it gone?
You're welcome.
Yeah, you are quite right. That got added, and I was supposed to notice it when the initial music was on, but I forgot about it.
I added it late. Okay. It was my fault.
No, it's my fault for not checking.
We're talking about community. It's the perfect lead-in to Michelle.
Oh, great. Okay. In which case. Michelle, do you want to mention anything about this one on the screen whilst I...
I also think it's great that we're having clubs, especially because it brings the next generation in. And like I said, if we want to keep using it, we got to get younger people involved and have it keep, you know, morphing into what the future of the web is, as opposed to what we're all comfortable with now.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. WordPress and education is just my happy mm-hmm. place. I absolutely love those two. The collision of those two things is so interesting. Okay, and on that then, so this is coming to me. I'm cold to this. I don't know what we're going to be looking at.
Oh, of course.
Yes, I've copied and pasted it without even reading what it is. Oh, brilliant. Right, here you go. Right, I'll wind you up, Michelle. Off you go. Tell us all about it.
So this is my new venture, onlinelunchandlearn.com, where two things happen through this website. One, anybody can book me to come in and deliver an online an hour or more of online professional development for their team, or individually, of course. But the other thing is I have open sessions. So if you were to click online open sessions, register for open sessions, you'd be able to see, like, this month I have two different open sessions running. That's anybody can sign up to come in those. One is creating a link tree with your own domain, and the other is writing your bio to support career growth. And so those two are open. Anybody can attend those, $35 to come in and just sit in for those sessions. But if you click the corporate sessions one, you'll be able to see there's a whole list of different things that, off the top of my head, I made a humongous list that would be able to deliver content. There's more for teams and leadership and things like that. And some of them, of course, go across the path. But I could come in and deliver to your team. And then also, if you're interested in having somebody do something for more than an hour, you can hit up that contact form and we can talk about what kind of training I can do with your teams. And so, it's just an idea. You know, last year I got laid off and I've still been trying to reinvent myself. A couple weeks ago, I wrote an article called Back from Burnout. And this was the idea that actually made me want to sit at my desk again after being so burned out and sick for so long this year. And so this is what I'm working on right now. And if I might just say, if you scroll down and you look at my picture there, I am 60 pounds lighter than that girl was there. So.
Congrats.
So my face is a little bit thinner now. So
just to mention that. Nicely done. So thank you. It's called Lunch and Learn. To me, that binds it in the middle of the day. Is there a time, is this something that you would try to fit in around your working day, in other words? Is that the intention?
So this would become part of my working day. And let's say that, you know, Mayank wanted something in their time zone. I'll get up in the middle of the night and present something. I mean, that doesn't bother me. I've done that a million times before for other events. And so, so whatever it is that you're interested in learning, and if, as long as it isn't something like calculus, I will learn something to be able to teach something. I can understand OSHA and things like that if you have a team. And it's not specific to WordPress, but it is specific to being able to access education that might not already be within your own organization. So when you want to offer professional development to your team, this is something you can do, including books. Like if you have a book that you want your leadership team to read and somebody to run the conversation about that, I'm your girl. I can do that. So,
nice.
So there's all kinds of different possibilities. And I would just love to see people starting to think about how to deliver that professional development. It's live. It's non-AI. It's all me. And I'm happy to be able to do that. Taco just said, can confirm that Michelle gets up at odd hours to
Michelle
present.
Michelle gets up at odd hours to participate in online events. This is true. That's so interesting. So it's a bit of blue sky thinking from you about what your calendar might look like in the future, and you're willing to get your hands mucky in things that you're as yet unfamiliar with. Well, that's brilliant.
One of the things that I take, one of the things from my life is that if I've learned something, it's my responsibility to share it with others so that they can learn it and understand it too. And this is one way to be able to do that and monetize it so that I can have a bit of income coming in going forward.
Yeah. So I'll read into the record the URL. I'll pop it into the show notes as well. So it's online launch and learn. No hyphens or anything like that. All is one word. Onlinelaunchandlearn.com. Go and check it out. And see if there's anything which overlaps what it is that you wish to do and what Michelle can provide for you. Good educators are the difference between learning and not learning. I think, you know, some people can learn despite their educators. But for me, the quality of the teaching was everything. I could learn different concepts if taught well. And
incorporating storytelling into teaching is what really helps cement that.
And
I can make up any story. I'm kidding. I could tell stories all day long from experience.
Thank you. So there it is. Online launch.
Thank you for including it.
Yeah, well, sorry, I missed it at the beginning. Thank you, Cammy, for mentioning it. Little comment here. Marcus Burnett is joining us. He says he keeps thinking the show starts an hour later than it currently does. Hi, everyone. It always starts an hour later than you think it does. Whatever time you think it does start, Marcus.
I'm going to start texting him. Are you up? The show's starting.
Yeah. Do you know what the answer is, Mr. Burnett? Like and subscribe, or whatever it is that they say on YouTube.
Set a personal alarm on your phone.
Yeah,
or this show alone.
You know, come to my house, knock on the door, and I'll gladly tell you when it is. Any of those things will work. But if you subscribe on YouTube, I believe they send you an email when we go live. But speaking of Mr. Burnett, should we just segue straight into that? If we can find the tab, which is Marcus's tab? This one is Marcus's tab. I've got so many tabs. Just because he's in the comments, we might as well do this. Marcus has launched a new thing. It's called Well Played WP. Well Played WordPress Plugins is actually what it says on the screen, but the URL is Well Played WP. And the strap line is level up with the plugins you need. And it would seem that Marcus is on a bit of a journey to provide like a ton of utility plugins, all for one small subscription. It's a membership system. Currently, there are 22 plugins in that repository. You can get, it's one of those systems where you sign up, you get all the plugins. I'm guessing, I could be wrong, Marcus, but I'm guessing that you're going to grow this over time. Well, actually, I'm not guessing. Look, it says so in orange and black. New plugins added regularly. And I think it's fair to say that they're all kind of small, does one thing utility plugins, as opposed to, an LMS or an e-commerce system or something like that. So if you scroll down here, you can see the kind of thing that you're getting into. So for example, Gallery Grid Pro for Elementor, Order Reply Drafts for WooCommerce, Landing Page Countdown, lots of Elementor WooCommerce-y stuff. And you can browse the inventory by clicking here, and there you go. Font Awesome Dash Icons, Markdown Block Editor, Shortcode Galaxy, Multi-Email Login, WP Lifelines, a bunch here for Elementors, a bunch for WooCommerce, and it will expand over time. And it's a really nice website. Look at that.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, you like that?
Really? Yeah. I just love this website. They're very well designed.
If you want to get in now, you get 50% off annual plans. It says for early adopters, so I don't know how long that will last. Maybe Marcus will drop us a comment, or indeed whether that will sort of be, you'll be grandfathered into your 50% off into the future. But anyway, there you go. It's Well Played WP. .com.
Should we call him the busiest man in WordPress?
Oh, maybe.
Constantly churning stuff out.
Yeah, so. He is. Yeah, he's got the WP World. He's got like a full-time job at Bluehost. And then, just on the side.
WP with me, yeah. Just and he made the cards. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, the card. Where are the cards?
The Wapu game.
The cards are there. There's the cards. Yeah. The blue pappy cards right there. Yeah.
And Bob and I just talked to him last week, and there's another plug-in in here since then.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah. Right. It's not so much time zones, he says, as the DST. I'll get my life together one of these days. Oh, is it DST, daylight saving? Yes.
It could be.
We swapped and you didn't, or you swapped and we didn't.
Daily
start time. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I made that up.
Daylight saving.
I made that up.
Yeah. But anyway, go check it out. Thank you, Marcus, for doing that. Right, here we go. Here's the comment that we all needed to see. Officially, early adopters sign up will be through the end of May. So you've got 25 days or so, but I'll probably let it roll into June. He didn't say that. Get it all in May quickly before it ends on May.
Does it renew at the full price, or will you be 50% off for having signed up after year?
If you've got an answer,
that's the other question.
Answer it. If not, then, just obfuscate and leave us guessing. Oh, what?
Yeah, busiest man in WordPress. Boom, right there.
What the heck? You've done what? He just handily drops into the comments. Yeah, he also released an iOS app and an educator site launching this thing. I don't feel adequate now.
I don't know, but I want you to send me links to those things, Marcus, so I can check them out.
There are some people that are just too good at being busy, aren't they? They're very productive.
It renews at the 50% off. Yeah, now we know.
Renews it.
Thank you, Marcus.
Now my clicky thing won't work. Yeah, there we go. Now it works. Renews at 50% off. So get in there now and then download the iOS app. What iOS app? For what? What is that? Is that some other industry that you're involved in moonlighting in kind of, I don't know, falconry or something? I don't know why I said the word falconry there, but that's what came out of my mouth. Anyway, there you go. That's that. Another person who's often on this podcast is Remkes de Vries, and he's also launched something this week. He's quite busy too, and it's called The Guild. Very different. It's not a suite of plugins. Remkes is making a membership site. Remkes, you'll know, is right in the weeds, very technical, very capable, especially in terms of things like performance and getting your website set up correctly so that
Has no connection to Guildenberg.
No, although I did think the demise of Guildenberg.
I wanted to just make sure.
Yeah, The Guild. This is the blog post announcing it. And Remkes, in typical fashion, sort of says how to describe the way he does it. He's just kind of like really honest with what he says. You know, it's this, it's not this. Don't imagine that you're getting this. This is what you're getting. It's that kind of thing. And so it's no fluff. That's his promise, really. He doesn't want to create another social network where everybody goes and moans about this, that, and the other. The idea is it's very intentional. And what have you. There's a course in there already, and the membership, this guild, I believe, will be launched when the second of two courses has been created. But you can kind of get yourself fired up about it and get the inside knowledge on what is happening by going over here, remkesdevries.com, and it's called Announcing the Guild. And there is another post somewhere, I don't know if it's linked in here, which is actually the correct URL for it, and I can't find it. No, it's probably this one. Here we go. So if you go to within wp.com/the-guild, then there's a little bit more information as well. Maybe this is the home of where it's actually going to be in the future.
I think it was guild.withinwordpress.com.
Oh, okay. I'm confused. I don't really know. But when he finally launches it, I'll make sure that I give you the correct URL. But links in the show notes for what I've got thus far. Thank you so much. Marcus is back. What does it... Okay, here we go. Like, because he's not busy enough. The iOS app allows people to direct message each other via... Oh, you told me about this. This is a great idea. So it's got nothing to do with WordPress. It's about cars. Because direct message each other via license plate code. So if you're driving and I don't know, maybe you quite like the way, you know, somebody in that car over there, you think, you and I should get to meet each other, you can now do it. So instead of using a phone number, you use their license plate number. So, you know, but also maybe you can tell them they're not very good at driving and to slow down a bit or whatever it may be. What was your thinking there? Why would you want to communicate with some stranger that you don't know the number of, but you do have their license plate? Maybe
they are about to get a ticket because their parking meter is about to expire.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like it.
Maybe you've seen damage to their vehicle, like somebody broke a window or something.
That's the perfect idea. My son's car was hit by a bus. The bus driver drove off, but some dog walker just left a bit of paper. There was nobody in the car. Nobody was injured, but some passerby left a bit of paper. But it would be kind of nice to have received that in a sort of a tech way as well. And there you go. Taco says I'll have to install that app to see what. to see what people want to send to my wife. That's not the point, I don't think, Taka. It's not to start wars. That's not the idea. But it's an interesting idea. You could probably sell that for a lot of money in the near future. Do you know what? We had like about 20 other articles which we were going to go through, but we've completely run out of time. I'll just give you a flavor. We were going to talk about Joost de Valk because he was talking about why WordPress needs to match some of the features that Mdash has got. That would have been kind of interesting, but we never got time for that. Here's another of those automatic experiments that's coming out. It's about helping you write stories and what have you. Lifter LMS has reached 10 years. That would have been nice to celebrate, but we're celebrating now in just a few seconds. Yeah, that's great. I love that. They're really half-hearted.
Can I get balloons?
There we go. Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten. Yeah, do that, Michelle. Hang on. Yeah, do that more. That's brilliant. WooCommerce have built a tool to overcome the problem recently of subscriptions sort of disappearing in the WordPress backend. So you can check now what's going on. We had a new rival to ACF called Modern Fields, which has been launched. We were going to talk about that. Updating to the Ally A11Y documentation. Ollie have added some AI to their plugins. This thing called, well, we managed to get to that one. Well played, WP. We did that. Craft Forms is a block editor form solution. And on it goes. There was loads, but we never got time for any of it. So I'm sorry. Maybe some of it will be punted to next week and we'll do it that way. But 90 minutes is our allotted time.
Goes by quickly.
It does go quickly, doesn't it? Especially when we're all chatty. So there we go.
I have one point to add. If we can call Marcus, we call Marcus the busiest man in WordPress, then we can call Michelle the busiest woman in WordPress.
We can call Michelle the busiest person in WordPress. she gets the busyness.
Matt Mullenweg called me the busiest woman in WordPress.
I was there, WordCamp the US San Diego.
Makes me cute,
I remember that. Okay, so there we go. We're going to call it a day at that point because that's as much time as we've got. So all that it remains for me to do is go around the house and say a big thank you. Let's go this way, the way we started. So, Michelle Frechette, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Your wisdom. Thank you, Cammy. I'm definitely going to try that tool or at least some rival thereof and see if it embarrasses me in public spaces. Right. I'm going to go into the library. Library books in here and also my uncle joining us for the first time. Hopefully we'll have you back when this episode ends. I'll get in touch to see if you want to do that as well. But Mark, I'm sorry, there's this slightly humiliating thing that we do at the end of each episode for the album art, and that is we all sort of raise our hands a bit like this. So if we can all, oh yeah, everybody's doing it straight away. That's great. Thank you. And of course it goes without saying thank you to you, the audience members who came by and dropped us a comment. Let's just quickly go through the remaining few, if that's all right with you. So here we go. Here's a use case. Left light on in the parking lot. Window down. It's about to remain. Cars getting towed. Hit and run witness. Okay. That's it. You know what's going to happen, though. It is going to be people trying to get in touch with possible future husbands and wives. That is where it's going. I don't wish it to be true, but I think that's what's going to happen.
License plate bingo is...
That's right.
What did you say?
Oh, dear. Thanks for the show, lovely folks. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And then one last one. Thanks for the mentions. I now go back and watch the rest of the show. You do. That is your task. Right. We will be back next week with a different panel. But until then, you stay safe. Have a good week. And we'll see you next week for some more This Week in WordPress. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me.
Yay.